Star Entertainment's bid to sell Queen's Wharf stake could be a $26 million failure. Star Entertainment Group faces a significant financial setback after a planned deal to divest its stake in the Brisbane Queen's Wharf development collapsed. The company will be required to return $41 million Australian dollars, $26 million United States dollars, to its joint venture partners following the failure of the agreement, which was intended to provide critical funding support. In a statement to the Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, Star confirmed that negotiations with Hong Kong-based partners Chow Tai Fook Enterprises and Far East Consortium had broken down. The casino operator cited unresolved commercial issues that prevented the finalization of the necessary agreements. The inability to reach a consensus has resulted in the termination of the heads of agreement initially established earlier this year. Market reaction to the announcement was swift, with Star's shares falling to 10 cents during morning trading. The proposed extension of negotiations to August 6 was also rejected by the joint venture partners, leaving the company without the anticipated capital injection. Star had initially agreed to offload its 50% stake in the Queen's Wharf project in exchange for $50 million Australian dollars, a deal that has now been abandoned. As a result of the terminated arrangement, Star will retain its 50% equity in the Destination Brisbane Consortium, Destination Gold Coast Consortium, and the Treasury Hotel in Brisbane. It is also required to repay $10 million Australian dollars in proceeds to its partners by August 6, followed by an additional $31 million Australian dollars in equity contributions by September 5. These repayments add further strain to Star's financial position, which has been under pressure for over a year. The Queen's Wharf deal, announced in March, was a key part of Star's strategy to stabilize its finances. Combined with a separate $250 million Australian dollars cash injection secured from Bally's Corporation in April, the agreement had helped the company avoid immediate risks of administration. With the collapse of this latest transaction, Star now faces renewed challenges in shoring up its balance sheet. Star looks for new ways to raise capital. Star confirmed that it continues to engage with its joint venture partners and is exploring alternative options to raise capital or restructure its assets. The company stated that it will issue updates should there be any significant developments in these ongoing discussions. However, no replacement deal has yet been announced. The casino group, which operates properties in Brisbane, the Gold Coast, and Sydney, has been dealing with mounting financial and regulatory pressures. Star remains under scrutiny over alleged non-compliance of anti-money laundering laws, with a court ruling expected that could result in penalties amounting to hundreds of millions of dollars. These legal challenges, combined with financial losses, have left the company struggling to maintain stability. The failure of the Queen's Wharf divestment underscores the difficulties Star faces in finding strategic solutions amid ongoing regulatory and financial headwinds. The company's future efforts will likely focus on capital preservation, partnership negotiations, and addressing compliance issues as it attempts to navigate a period of heightened uncertainty.